Welcome to Letters to the Editor. In this podcast, we play letters left by voicemail to the San Diego Reader, an alternative weekly publication in San Diego, California. All of the audio clips have been edited to remove personal information, and some have been edited for length. To leave a letter of your own, call 619-235-3000, extension 460. Enjoy.
Yes, in the August 14th Reader, on page 6, Neighborhood News, under the heading Harbor District, Comic Con cosplayer didn't fall, says teen's mom. And then it talks about a cosplayer, and then in parentheses it says going by the cosplay name of Millie Macara, whatever the heck that is. You never explain what in the hell is a cosplay or a cosplayer. I have no idea what that is. It sounds like something stupid, and I really should not give a shit one way or the other over something so juvenile and stupid. Of course, it's a 29-year-old cosplay photographer. But anyway, what the hell is a cosplay? What's a cosplayer? I'm just a little bit curious seeing an unfamiliar word, as though everybody should know what it means. And I say it's probably something so stupid that I would not give a shit anyway, but I'm curious, what the heck is a cosplay or a cosplayer or cosplaying or whatever? It's somebody that plays cause, but what is cause, C-O-S? Okay, thanks a lot. I'm really not thanking you for publishing something so cryptic that makes no sense except to other morons that cosplay, whatever that is. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
I was reading the San Diego Reader, August 14, 2014. I was looking at E.J. Pettinger's Mild Abandon. Obviously, Mr. Pettinger's never been in the military. First of all, they're called ribbons, not pins. Second, he's an E3. I've never seen an E3 that old in my life unless he's been busted down, in which case he'd have been discharged anyway. Third, men are not wearing hats. We do wear hats. They're called covers, and they're required at all times, outdoors or during ceremonies. Fourth, I'm seeing a non-com give another non-com a ribbon. And only officers are allowed to are authorized to give ribbons. Lastly, those ribbons are not there just to be worn. They're there to display their achievements to their peers, so that they may be honored and looked up to as such. And by the way, I get the humor. My name is Matthew DeRuin. That's MATTHEWDE space capital ROUEN. You may formulate this at any way you like if you decide to put it in your letters to the editor. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Letters to the Editor. If you'd like to get in touch, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram by searching San Diego Reader. If you'd like to leave a letter of your own, call 619-235-3000, extension 460. Tune in every week and don't miss Barnaby Monk's Club Crawler podcast, outlining the week's best concerts, shows, and entertainment in San Diego.